Well, thankfully for, you know, Ford, Chrysler, GM, they're all there, you know, in full force. So that's all still there. You know, Jeep has their big kind of off-road course where they get a big metal breakover thing where you can drive it. You can't drive the Jeep, but a quote professional driver will drive the Jeep over this giant ramp for you, so you can experience the angles and that kind of stuff that most people aren't used to feeling in an off-road vehicle. But and that's always fun. That's cool. That's perfect auto show stuff. But you know, just the lack of representation from some of the, like, how can an OEM not go to an auto show? It's like, I don't know, how much can it cost? How much can it really cost? That's kind of my thing.
Well, you know, some people don't have that either, believe me. You know, I mean, I feel it. We feel it because when you go grocery shopping, you know, you get a few items, and it is right there, the $100. A few items. I mean, before, no, you used to load up 5 bags for $100. But not now, no. Now it's a different. So it's a different world, I think, we're coming into.
No, I'm not talking from the consumer perspective, from our perspective. I'm talking the OEM, like Honda and Hyundai choose not to go to these auto shows and not represent themselves. How much can that cost them? Like, just a minimalistic display with a few cars and a few reps standing around. I mean, what can that really cost them? 50, 60, 70 grand? I mean, like, that's nothing. They'll gain much more of that in sales. Just having their cars on display and opening people to get into them and stuff. I mean, come on. I don't know. I don't know what their math is.
I know what you're saying. See, a couple of days ago, it was on TV. It was about five different auto dealers, not dealers, manufacturers. They were all merging. So I don't know what to tell you. When you merged, I mean, somebody else is not doing good. So that's why they have to merge. It was five different.